Try to make this simple. I'd like to bring to light maybe the extreme odd shape of the parcel in conjunction with county road setbacks, power line setbacks, surrounding property setbacks, due to the septic and lateral line setbacks to all of those. We question it, is this property even make this project permissible? Because I was under impression that residential was a 3.0 acreage for single dwelling, is that correct?
The only thing we have for parcels and residential and building is current standards to split property with septic is 2 acres. So if you have a parcel and you want to split it now that hasn't been previously split, you can't split it down to any smaller than 2 acres.
Okay.
If this was a half an acre and you could fit all the pieces together, you could build on it. There's no minimum size acreage, only to subdivide.
Okay.
So, and that's where the septic, the 2 acres comes in, is you can't split smaller than 2 acres if you can only have access to septic.
Okay. Most importantly, besides most of us residents that live there, it's due to the ruralness and the peacefulness of it. But as of years have gone, there's been an increase of, excuse the terminology, some lower-end rentals at the end of Shady Rapids Road. This seems to have brought in a certain clientele to our area that we particularly don't care for, and I'm sure the Taney County Sheriffs have had enough of their fill of it too. Ironically, this is owned by the Gars where these rentals exist. So our concern is how they can't manage those down there. How are they going to manage this facility in relation to how it goes down below? That's largely most of our residents' concerns there is their treatment with their existing rentals. It's not showing good light to what could possibly be up even further, closer to us who are non-renters. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next.
My name is Les Proct. I live right straight across the, right, just to the left of that white, right there. And it's right out our front door. And, you know, I agree with what Nathan had said. There's, you know, it's like I told somebody today, you know, when the sheriff's department comes out there, now you know where they're going. They're going down to those trailers at the end of that property. So who's going to police and take care of this property when I don't have much confidence in, and it's right out my front door? You know, that's my concern, because you got different people in there at all times. You don't know who's supposed to be there, who's not supposed to be there. You know, it's a nice, peaceful, quiet road, and that's why we bought it out there. We've been out there 20 years, I believe, and we got good neighbors, and it's quiet, and we kind of like to keep it down to that. So that's about all I got to say.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you. Sir?
Oh, my name's Bobby Wilbanks, and I live actually in the, you see the big building there, just to the side of Les's place there toward the river, toward the bottom. I prepared a letter, and I've got another one to leave you guys if you want it, but I'd like to read this if I could, and then I have a couple concerns concerning what she said. But my wife and I moved here in June of 2015. We were living in town in Branson and looked for a more secluded area away from the public and tourism. Shady Rapids caught our eye and captured us as it was an out-of-the-way remote area with a single-family style neighborhood. We've made friends with all of our neighbors on this road, and they too share our love for the remote, family-friendly atmosphere of this area. We have a daughter with several disabilities. She has cerebral palsy and she's blind, who requires full-time care. During the warm weather, we enjoy walking her up and down the road and helping her on her two-person handicapped bicycle. The neighbors also walk and jog this road. We are concerned about the addition of traffic, as well as the possibility of different tourists being across the road from us every day. It would be very concerning to not know who is in our area every day after the security we have experienced with a tight-knit community in Shady Rapids. Secondly, due to the very small size of the land and the fact that the creek is below that area, a scenario may or may not be created in which nightly rental guests would be motivated to trespass or encroach on other properties, adjoining properties. And given that the lower portion of the road, which also has creek access that you guys spoke of, is private property and not available for public use. The other concern, lastly, the owners, from what I understand, are out of town a lot, and they may not be adequately able to manage the property on a daily basis, creating issues for the neighbors to deal with, including but not limited to noise, trash, lost tourists, whatever that may bring. Finally, in conclusion, the land is surrounded by farm and single-family homes and that type of family dynamic, and it's, in my opinion, it's not conducive to a nightly rental style situation. Whereas we know, and you guys have spoke, there may be some environmental issues regarding septic and well contamination, as well as some electrical overhead power lines. We believe everyone on the road is in agreement to us on these regards, and we appreciate your consideration. So one other thing I'd like to say is, I know she had said the way this was set up, the cabin itself would be directly across from, of course, Les's place, but the parking lot would be down farther in front of mine, and I wondered if it's a, being a two cabin, is there a reason, how big of a parking lot, why do we need a parking lot for two, if it's a two-person cabin deal? I didn't really understand why we'd need a parking lot for a low impact, two-person cabin. That's kind of where my mind went, but other than that, just the personal daily deals, like I said, we like it out there, and we like that's why we moved to Shade, to that road, was because of the serene atmosphere and not the traffic. And so anyway, that's all I've got. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. You guys want one of these? We can keep it on file if you want. Thank you. Anyone else? You want to come back up? Anything to address the concerns raised, or?
Yeah. Your last concern?
To us.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
His last concern was, the parking. The reason we had decided to do the parking kind of a little bit away was we want it to feel like you're kind of engulfed in the woods, and so it's not like drive straight up, but have this experience of a little walking path. So you park, it's not a parking lot, it's a gravel pull-off for one car. You park and then you walk, and you have like little lights that kind of lead you to the treehouse cabin in the woods that kind of is there. So it's part of the experience, which is why we were wanting to do that.
Any questions for the applicant based on comments? We did have a couple letters that were submitted, and they have concerns of the nightly rental, or not the nightly rentals, but the monthly rentals down the road. I guess if you didn't get a nightly rental, you could put another monthly rental, which seems to be what's causing the problems.
That was, and my mom is the one that runs those, and it's all a matter of opinion, but I think she does a good job of managing her monthly rentals. It's hard to get really good tenants into a trailer, just as she, from what I've seen, from what I know, she does a really good job of screening them, but it's hard to know. It's hard to, and sometimes you, but I feel like she does a good job of managing those people. But that was her original plan, was to put more right there to bring in income. But with a nightly rental, we can, with this, what we're looking at doing right now, if it gets approved, for us it would be better. I would be the one managing it, and it would be, just a really, you deal with higher end clientele, you're giving them this really great romantic experience, which is something that kind of excites me, and I think would be really neat. I think it's quite different from my mom's plan.
Yeah. Any other comments, questions for the applicant?
The only question I got, do we have any nightly rentals at all on this road?
I don't have any.
There were some Airbnbs listed, but I think it's, sorry, and it's not on this road, but in Walnut Shade. There are Airbnbs, but I think they're listed, like they rent out a room in a home. And then my family on our ranch we've done two Airbnbs on our ranch as well. Just right through.
There are no nightly rentals down there. I own property in the area, and I have the utmost respect for the Gar family. But I would have to join my neighbors in the opposition of this project. I don't think it suits the neighborhood. The rentals were already there. They were been there for a long time. I don't live out there, so it don't bother me as bad as it does the others. But at the risk of upsetting Gar families, I'd recommend denial of this.
So are you making that motion?
Yes, I am.
So we've got a motion to deny the application presented. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second.
So we need to go through this to get our reasonings down. I didn't hear exactly everything Dave said.
Well, it's not compatible, number one, because there is no other nightly rentals there.
Okay.
The ground is not suitable for a septic system. It's a cedar clade, and there's no way without you put a special system that is self-contained that you can.
But they can do that, so I don't know.
They can do that. Mm-hmm. That's right. But yeah. But it would increase the cost. And one thing I know about the Gar family, they're smart enough to do things that are cost-effective. And I just don't think it's something that will work for that. I don't know what would, but.
So the motion is the general compatibility because there are no other nightly rentals in the area?
That's right.
And we did get a second, right?
Is there any Randy?
Randy?
Randy, okay.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, the motion is to deny the application. All those in favor to deny the application presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
7-0. And there is that 90-day window to make appeal to the Board of Adjustment.
Sure.
And I'll try to get Marla to send you out that information, which she'll mail you a little statement on the decision.
I have a question about you guys at the very beginning. I wanted to ask this last month, and I didn't. At the very beginning, you give a score.
The admin department does.
A score? What mm-hmm. is that based
There's relative and absolute policies. Absolute policies relate to you have to have a septic system if you have water and you need to have access to electricity. Those you have to have. Mm-hmm. Relative policies are just recommendations to look at. They relate to you should have a 50-foot road right-of-way. Well, a lot of roads around here are 40 and 30. So your score is less if it's a 40, which I think this one is. A buffer, if it's an open buffer, you might get a -5. If it's just a real tight vegetative buffer, you might get a 0. But that relative score sheet is something that they can look at to see if there's things that you need to work on for your application.
Gotcha.
And they don't have to deny one based off a relative policy.
Okay.
It could be approved if you don't meet the relative policy. But that's what the score is.
And a high score is good or bad?
It's just all relative policy.
Okay, yeah.
It means that it means that you might have a 60-foot road right of way, and you might have sewer instead of septic.
Okay.